The Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called Web of Lies. This is part two. After Jerry left, Bianca remained wide awake. She had made the coffee extra strong. Time for more Carter Family, she thought. She switched on the CD player. The soothing music drifted through the RV. Bianca went back to bed. Outside, Jerry felt hopeless. I wasted my time, he thought. She can't help us. She's a fake. Hours later, a timid knock on the door woke Bianca again. She felt tempted to yell, "Go away," but stopped herself. "Who is it?" she asked. "Winnie, Jerry's sister." "Just a minute," Bianca said. She got up and threw on her robe. Then she opened the door. "Could I talk to you?" the girl said. She was shorter and chubbier than her brother and had darker hair. Her face seemed as if something was missing. She had all the normal facial features but lacked a coherent expression. Bianca couldn't read Winnie and hesitated. "Do I really want to talk to her?" she thought. Then she realized she had to, just because Winnie had approached her. "Okay, come on in." They sat at Bianca's tiny kitchen table. "Did you come for a reading?" Bianca asked. "A reading? No. I came because I saw my brother leaving here last night." Bianca nodded. "Yes, he and I spoke." "About what?" Winnie asked. "I'm sorry, but that's confidential." "Was it me?" Winnie asked. Bianca tried not to show a response. "So it was. Well, okay then. There are some things you should know." "I'm listening." "He's been acting strange since I came back." "Came back from where?" Bianca asked. "My brief marriage." "When did you get married?" "About a year ago," Winnie began to explain. "I left with my husband. He found a new job on the West Coast." "So what happened?" "He not only found a new job, he also found a new woman," Winnie said. "I'm sorry." "I'm not. At least I found out early what a bastard he was. I came back home. My parents welcomed me. They tried to make me forget him and move on. But Jerry wouldn't talk to me. I couldn't understand why. We were never close, but were always friendly toward each other. We never fought. But now he looks at me as if he's afraid of me." "Does Jerry have mental problems?" Bianca asked bluntly. "What do you mean?" "Is he on any medication? Or has he been told he should be on medication?" "I don't think so," Winnie said. "Why do you ask?" "I think he's delusional." "My brother?" Winnie gasped. "He's always been a down-to-earth guy." "Maybe you don't know him as well as you think you do," Bianca commented. "Why do you say that? What did he tell you?" "I can't go into details, Winnie. I suggest you try to talk to him, but be aware that he's very sensitive and may be troubled. Perhaps there's something else going on in his life that's affecting his relationship with you." "There isn't a relationship. It's just the opposite. He treats me as if he's afraid of me or as if I don't exist." "But you clearly do," Bianca replied. She got up and saw Winnie out the door. Then she wondered what the hell was going on. Who are these people, she thought, and what kinds of shit are they trying to pull? Bianca decided not to return to bed after Winnie left. The sun had already come up. The rest stop was busier and noisier. She assumed the other RVs would be on their way just as she wanted to be. Jerry and Winnie were probably getting ready to leave as well. However, they weren't through with her yet. Their visits had made Bianca uncomfortable, but she didn't think there was anything she could do to help them. She wanted to pull out of the rest stop, leave them behind, and roll on down the highway. However, she wasn't going to get rid of them that easily. Bianca saw no need to rush her departure. She ate breakfast in her pajamas and enjoyed listening to the hustle and bustle of the activity outside. After breakfast, she opened her laptop to check her email. There were a couple of new job offers at carnivals in the region. One of them started the next day. She responded to that email and closed the laptop. Just as she was about to shower, there was a knock at their door. Bianca already knew who was there. It was Jerry and Winnie. "We want to talk to you," Jerry said after Bianca opened the door. Hoping to get rid of them, Bianca decided to be brief. "I don't think I can help you, and I'm kind of in a hurry to leave. It'll just take a few minutes, Winnie pleaded. All right, but I have to be on my way. I'm supposed to be 200 miles from here by tonight. We think we've given you the wrong impression, Winnie said after they sat down. There's nothing wrong with our relationship, Jerry added. I'm glad to hear it, Bianca replied guardedly. But something is wrong, she thought. I can feel it. But there is something wrong with the world, Winnie added. What do you mean? Bianca asked. You're the first person we've been able to talk to in, I don't know, how long would you say, Jerry? I've lost track, he replied. I don't understand, Bianca said. We've knocked on doors before, but nobody answered. We couldn't tell if they didn't hear us or they were ignoring us. But you heard us and let us in. You actually talked to us. You're different. I'm just a traveling fortune teller. We think you're much more, Jerry said. You're likely mistaken. Well, that's what we thought, Jerry said. You didn't detect our lies when we came to you separately, but you did see us. Bianca tried not to react when they mentioned lies. We think you can help us, Winnie said.
Help you? How?
Get back home, Jerry said. You're asking an awful lot of me. Please, Winnie pleaded. Bianca didn't respond.
We should tell her, Jerry said.
Tell me what? Bianca asked. She was becoming alarmed.
The truth. Our truth.
Bianca tried not to look annoyed, but hoped they would see how they were bothering her. They had already admitted they lied to her. How did she know they'd be telling her the truth now?
All right. I'll listen, but I'm not promising anything. Do you understand? She said.
They nodded. Our parents stopped here almost 20 years ago when we were little children, Jerry explained. The whole family went to the bathrooms, but then our mother and father drove off and left us behind. We thought it was a mistake, but they never came back looking for us.
Bianca doubted their tale immediately. They're lying to me again, she thought. I've had about enough of these two.
You're expecting me to believe you survived here all this time?
They left us in the dead of winter. We ran into the woods, scared out of our minds. We shouldn't have done that. It got very cold that night. Too cold. Neither of us knew what to do. We didn't survive the night.
So you're asking me to believe that you're ghosts? Bianca asked.
Winnie nodded.
We are.
Why do you want to find your parents, even if you could somehow?
Isn't it obvious? Jerry asked.
Bianca shook her head. To haunt them.
Do you know anything about haunting? Bianca asked.
Her question surprised the siblings.
What was there to know?
I didn't think so. It's a lot more than just showing up unexpectedly where you're not wanted.
Maybe you could teach us, Winnie said.
Even if I could, there's no way we could find your parents.
Jerry glanced at the laptop.
What about that computer? He asked.
Oh, yeah, Bianca replied. I guess that could help.
Their names are Jonathan and Darla Bixby, Winnie said.
Bianca thought she ought to look at least, although it seemed likely there were many couples named Bixby. She opened the laptop and did a search. The parents appeared on the fourth line of the search results, with photos.
Our parents have a website? Jerry asked.
That seems to be the case, Bianca replied. They all read the screen. The heading read, Help us find our abducted children.
Is that us? Winnie asked. See what else it says.
Bianca clicked on the link. The Bixby's website appeared. She clicked on the About page. They read the screen together. The couple had been searching for Winifred and Gerald, who were abducted from a highway rest stop in Ohio 18 years ago, it read. The Bixby's have followed numerous clues looking for the trail of their beloved children. The clues appear to be in strange forms. Some were in the outside world. Some appeared in dreams or visions. The Bixby's have followed every clue until it was exhausted. However, they never gave up hope. They appeal to everyone to help in any way they can.
Looks like their story is different from what you've told me, Bianca commented.
This is a lie, Winnie shouted.
Calm down, Winnie. This just makes it more important for us to find them and expose what they did to us.
Will you help us now, Bianca? Please?
I have to think about it, she replied.
What's there to think about? Jerry asked.
Everything, Bianca said.
This doesn't feel right to me. I can't figure out what the truth is. I don't think you or your parents, if that's who these people really are, can be trusted.
Please help us, Winnie pleaded.
Bianca still felt they weren't telling her the full story. She stood up and walked to the door.
You should leave now, she said.
You mean you won't help us? Winnie said.
I need to think about it. Alone. Then what? Jerry asked.
Then I'll decide what to do.
When?
Winnie asked.
By nightfall, Bianca replied. Maybe before.
How will we know?
If I'm here at dusk, you'll know my answer. If I'm gone, well...
Please, Jerry said, you're our only hope.
You said that last night, Jerry, just before you told me lies about your sister. I need time to sort this out and find a path to the truth. Please leave.
Jerry and Winnie walked out dejectedly. They felt they had lost their only possibility of leaving that place in years.
So what do you think? Winnie asked after they left the RV.
Will she do it?
I honestly can't say, Winnie. She's the best one we've seen so far, but she seems the most obstinate, too.
What can we do to persuade her?
Let's just watch her for now. It would be a good thing if she doesn't go right away. At least it will mean she's thinking about us.
After the siblings left, Bianca reviewed what had happened since Jerry came to her at midnight. She couldn't be certain of anything about them.
Well, there's one thing I know for sure, she thought. They are both ghosts. That knowledge wasn't much use. She wasn't sure if she cared why they were ghosts or what the true story was.
Bianca wished her crystal ball would show her future, but she had tried a few times and been unsuccessful.
Moreover, the ball often proved unreliable when she looked into someone's past to understand their present circumstances. Sometimes the images were clear. Other times, they were murky and required interpretation. Once or twice, the ball remained cloudy and nothing appeared. She thought that's how it would be if she inquired about Jerry and Winnie.
Bianca realized she would have to figure out what to do on her own. It didn't take her long to make up her mind. She knew they wouldn't like what she decided. End of part two.
Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.